vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Oh yeah. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Did you know that UBC hosts the largest student-led conference in North America? It's called the Student Leadership Conference, and it's happening on Saturday, January 11th, 2014. Learn about how students, staff, faculty, alumni, and community partners are coming together from around the world to be infinite. Register today at slc.ubc.ca.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year? New Year's Eve. Who's gonna be the one to hold you tight? When it's exactly 12 o'clock at night, welcoming in the New Year's, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand.
You are listening right now to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Happy New Year's Eve, I guess. It's not New Year's yet. My name is Eleanor. I'm the host of the Student Special Hour, joined for a final time this year with my co-host, Eric.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, we have a good show planned for you guys today. Lots of great tracks that were released in 2013 or tracks not released this year, but by musicians doing good things this year. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Hope everybody has some exciting or, you know, low-key New Year's plans tonight. I don't know.
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
Really? Is that a question?
Yeah.
Real question?
Yeah.
Yeah, the track that you just heard was, not really a track, Zoe Deschanel and Joseph Gordon-Levitt singing New Year's Eve. So, I don't know. I don't have any crazy plans. I've kind of done the big New Year's thing for the last few years. Just going to be with friends and see where the night takes us.
Oh. Well.
What about you?
I'm going to do the Proust questionnaire because my mom does it every year.
What is that?
Like, he had a questionnaire where he asked questions like, I don't know, what are your, what's your favorite part? What do you most like about a man? Or what do you most like about a woman? Who's your favorite fictional character? And so on. He wrote this questionnaire. I don't know if he wrote it, but it's called the Proust Questionnaire.
Okay.
Vanity Fair does something about it. I don't know. My mom likes doing it.
Okay, so that's what you're doing tonight.
Well, that's what I'm doing this evening.
Okay.
And then later, I will be going out.
Nice.
To a... Yeah, with some friends.
Nice. All right. Well, let's get going. The first track we're going to play is by a Vancouver band that was number 2 on CITR's charts this year, The Oz, Group of Lovely Ladies. It's off of, this track is called Pretty Girls, and it's off of their album called Future Without Her. Enjoy.
This morning as I walked over smiling, just to hear you say, not believe it.
saw crawling vines and weeping willows as we made our way from Providence to Phoenix. A man of faith said hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. I just smiled and told him that was only true of Hannah, and we glided on through Waverly and Lincoln. Our days were long, our nights no longer. Count the seconds, watching the hours, though we live on the U.S. dollar. You and me, we got our own sense of time. Santa Barbara, Hannah cried, I miss those freezing beaches. I walked into town to buy some kindling for the fire, and I told the New York Times I've been to pieces. Then damn it, Hannah, there's no future, there's no answer. Though we live on the U.S. dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time.
Yeah.
That was Angel Olsen with what song?
Forgiven, Forgotten. And that is off of her upcoming album that will be out in the new year. But that single came out this year. And that album will be called Burn Your Fire for No Witness, out February 8th on, I always say this wrong, Jag Jaguar,
I guess.
I don't know. Something like that. She's playing in Vancouver, too, at the Media Club on March 18th. Or March 6th, rather. The day before CITR's Fun Drive finale. So,
yeah.
You've seen her live.
I have. Good at show? The Media Club.
Nice.
It was a good show.
Nice.
She was great. I mean, everyone was sitting down, which was kind of odd. But
on the floor?
Yeah.
Did it start like that? Or?
Yeah, I think, well, the guy who opened was sort of experimental.
Oh, okay.
And
so he brought people
like soundscapey music, you know, ambient. And I guess there's nowhere to sit really in the Media Club. So people just sat down and then didn't get up.
That could be nice.
It was cool, but
I feel like as a performer, it would be weird though, maybe.
It was a little odd. It was like cross-legged 25-year-olds.
Well, that just reminds me of like I don't know, like sharing in kindergarten or something when you're all like sitting on the floor.
Yeah, well, we were sharing in the wonderful experience of listening to Angel Olsen live.
Anyways, before that, it was the track called Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend, off of their album that came out this year, Modern Vampires of the City. Another excellent, excellent release.
Yeah.
I saw them two times this year and would like to marry their frontman, Ezra Koenig. So if you're listening, Ezra, you can, like, I would like to marry you.
Yeah, okay. Call in.
Call
604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR.
Yeah.
We're waiting, Ezra.
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve. We could do something fun. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, she just, as we heard, Eleanor is just waiting to see where the night will take her. So.
Who knows? Okay. Next, we have another song by a Vancouver band, Weed. This is off of their album Deserve that came out, I think, in October.
Yeah.
I believe it was October. There was an album release.
Sounds right.
At They Live Video. Excellent, excellent album. Great group. I'm excited to see what they do in 2014. So this track is called Set Me Back. Enjoy.
Yeah.
All right. We are back. You are listening to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor, joined by Eric.
Yes.
Just hanging out in the studio on New Year's Eve, playing some of the best releases from 2013, which I might note is a very, very hard thing to choose.
It is.
You think you know, and then you try to make a list, and then all of a sudden there's like 50 songs, 50 bands, and you're like, how am I supposed to choose?
Yeah, it's weird because it always starts off where you're like, okay, I can think of two bands, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And two bands and Yeezus. And then after that, after just hours, it just starts coming out, stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the levee breaks.
Nice. Yeah. So we think we did a pretty good job picking what we're playing today, but there's so much more that we would play.
So much more.
The track that we just listened to is called Detour, and that is by a band called Zen Mystery Fog, who we like a lot. We had them in the studio a few weeks ago. They played in CITR Shindig. They didn't win, but that's okay. They're gonna do things.
Bronze medalist.
Yeah, exactly. Third place. They made it to the finals. That was off their Raccoon 7-inch. Hopefully we will get a full album release from them in 2014.
That would be a good...
Yeah, I'm sure it will be a great one. And before that, it was a song On Blue Mountain by a band from San Francisco, a very magical place. They're called Foxygen, and that was off of their album that came out in January of last year. We are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. A little bit of a mouthful. So, yeah. Coming up next, we have a track that was not released this year, but it's a good one. None the same.
Nonetheless, all the same.
That's okay. It's fine.
Make it a thing.
My brain's on holidays.
Start a new idiom.
Maybe. Okay. This song is called Why Can't I Be the Man on Stage by Apollo Ghosts.
Oh, and we are playing it because Tough Age... features one of the members of the Apollo Ghosts, and they released a great album this year. But instead of playing Tough Age, we decided to play Apollo Ghosts because two of the other members from Apollo Ghosts also have a new band that had their debut show at the Kingfisher Blues.
You were there, weren't you?
I was. A band called Cool.
And how were they?
They were cool. I'm sorry. How many people are going to do that over the next year?
They're kind of asking for it.
I know.
It's a good name, though. I like it.
I have mixed feelings about it, but not about their music. It was really good. It was groovy. Had some dancey qualities.
That's sweet. All right. Well, yeah. So here's some Apollo Ghosts. Enjoy.
Gotta shoot 'em in the heart. You have to play them downtown. You've got those cold eyes, baby, and that brick wall frown. No major chords, just minor keys. You've got that cigarette dangle straight from the bourgeoisie. Somebody's eyes, not mine.
Fall, the Fantastic
Arcade Fire! record on. Let the band play a song all about love and believing. Good for you, 'cause if that's true, then it's only clown sleeping. Then it's only clown sleeping. Yeah, I'm only a clown sleeping.
All right. That was Caitlin Rose with the song Only a Clown off her album The Stand-In. One of my favorite albums of the year.
Nice.
I don't know if you folks listening know this, but her mother co-wrote a bunch of songs for T-Swift.
Nice.
For Taylor Swift.
Just
so,
to clarify.
Yeah, in case you didn't, you know, aren't as tight with Taylor. As we are. So what's up, Eleanor?
Oh, you know, just hanging out.
What else did we listen to?
We listened to this one band called The Arcade
Fire. Arcade Fire!
There you go. Eric really is into doing that. I heard that at the beginning of the song. That's off of the album Reflector that they put out October 29th this year. Another very, very, very excellent one. Yeah, we're both going to be seeing them live this year.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
So excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if I'll have a costume or formal attire, but I will be wearing one of the two.
Yeah, something like that.
Something different.
Yeah, that song is called, what song was that?
We played? You already know.
Thank you. Forgot. There's so many good ones.
You already know, Eleanor.
Yeah.
And then we started the set off with the Apollo Ghosts. Why Can't I Be the Man on Stage, which Ryan, the president of CITR, sung with the Apollo Ghosts at their final show.
That's the one he sang?
That's the one he sang, which is my favorite song by them, nice. Probably as well. Because it has the line, you've got the cigarette dangled straight from the bourgeoisie. That's just such a good line.
Great one.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Keep it rolling with some of the top tunes of the year. Well, coming up, we have Hooves with Holy War off Dear Nevada EP. They did pretty well here on the CITR charts, didn't they?
They were at number 2 one week, I think, around the time of Shindig, because they were also in Shindig.
Yeah.
Made it to the semis, didn't go further, but it's okay.
It's a darn shame. Anyways, so here we go. Hooves for you.
Thank you. the cheesiest songs, all end with a smile. This won't end with a smile, my love. Wait with me in slimy wet darkness.
All right. Who was that, Eleanor?
That was the Montreal-based band Magical Clouds. It's a duo, and that track was called Bugs Don't Buzz off of their album Impersonator. No, yes, Impersonator, I think. It came out this year. Yeah. And before that, like we said, we listened to Hooves, another great Canadian Vancouver local band on CITR's charts this year. So hopefully we will get a full album maybe from them in 2014. Who knows?
It's a new year.
It is a new year. This is your last show of this year and for a while.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm signing off of the Student Special Hour. You'll be left with the wonderful Miss Eleanor Waring and possibly a
rotating cast of
CITR. A motley crew of CITR executives.
Yeah, should we get
a ragtag bunch of hooligans coming in to help out?
Nice. Yeah, that's a good way to describe them. Hopefully I can wrangle some people in here. Any highlights you want to...
Just doing the show was it was great
overall.
Thank you for getting me involved.
Yeah, I just didn't want to do it by myself.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's good. It's going to be hard to do without you. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun.
Okay.
Enough sap.
Yeah. We hope that everybody listening has some big, crazy New Year's plans. I think I have some friends, Christine, listening. She's hitting the she's in Vernon tonight. So, have fun.
Back in V-Town.
Back in V-Town. Erica's listening. I'll see her later. But yeah, any of you that have big plans or not, just if I have any advice, just don't have too high of expectations for New Year's, because that always screws you over.
Yeah, and maybe some advice that probably no one will follow, but, you know, moderation is always good.
Yes.
Like, maybe it'd be nice to start a new year without a hangover, right? Like, maybe it'd be nice to start a new year sober. Maybe that would just, you know, not vomiting in the morning.
We have the next, like, 40 years to do that, though.
Yeah, see, I think though, what I want to do is do 1 year in my 20s where I'm not just feel like utter shit when a new year starts, and then when I'm like 57, just get hammered.
57, hey?
Well, I don't know. Maybe when I'm 64. Who knows? We'll see. And just get blasted with a bunch of... Maybe like 65 plus when I'm a senior citizen. Just get blasted with a bunch of people. And, you know, see if it's...
See how it goes.
Yeah, see which one's better.
Yeah. Well, get back to me in like 40 years and let me know how that goes for you.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. But Happy New Year, everybody. Hope that you have, that this year was good and that you have an excellent 2014.
Everyone have a wonderful 2014. And we're going to finish this off with the song Waking on a Pretty Day off of Kurt Vile's album Waking on a Pretty Days.
Excellent, excellent. One of the best releases this year, yeah, in my opinion.
Kurt Vile always sounding good with quite a few good lines of his own in this song. All right. Enjoy, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Straight line. Nothing always comes.